Welcome everyone to Dragon Quest FM, where we talk about and obsess over Dragon Quest. I'm Austin.
And I'm BJ.
And this week, we're mostly going to be talking about the first Dragon Quest game, DQ1.
What?
You sound like Tim the Toolman Taylor.
Speaking of Tim the Toolman Taylor.
Oh gosh, like, tangent already. Okay,
right, go. Tangent already. Like, okay. It reminded me. Jennifer does the New York Times crossword puzzle every day.
Okay.
And one of them the other day came up with like an ancient woodcrafting tool that was four letters. And she was like, "Do you know what this is?" And I'm like, "It's an ads." And she's like, "What?" And so we spelled it, and it was like, she was like, "That's right. How do you know that?" I'm like, "I learned that from Home Improvement. It's one of the few things I remember because there was an ads on Tool Time and Al Borland was like, "You see, Tim, this is an ads." And it was funny and it's always stuck in my head. And Tool Time came in useful for me recently. It's weird.
Did it though?
It did. It solved the New York Times crossword puzzle.
All right. Well, there you go.
Lying in bed thinking about Al Borland. So.
Like, as we all do.
as we do. So.
Yeah. Anyway, so we're talking about Dragon Quest 1 because just kind of, I don't know, serendipitous kind of thing that happened this past week is the fan-made Dragon Quest Plus, which is like a DQ1 kind of remake, released. And so we've been playing that. And then also I got my Unknown Worlds book from Kyrie that is like
so pretty.
A DQ1 and then also Builders kind of fan book. It just has some like amazingly beautiful artwork. Got like a little like luggage tag and like just some really fun things like that where I showed it to my wife and I was like, everyone at the airport's gonna know which bag is mine.
It's true.
Yeah, and so it's a really cool book. And so between that and DQ Plus coming out, it was just kind of like one of those things where the first Dragon Quest game was just really has been on my mind this week. And it also doesn't help that it's the holidays. And as you know, there is a game that I typically play every holiday season for the last like 5+ years. And that is Dragon Quest 1. So it's about time for that again.
And this is the first time, I think, that you're going to play it, and maybe I'm wrong, that you're not going to play it on mobile, that this is like your playthrough is not going to be on mobile.
No.
I don't think you've done it on any of the others during the holidays, have you?
No. I've mostly played it on Switch since the Switch version came out.
Oh, have you? For some reason, I was thinking it was one that you did using the quick saves on your phone so much because it was so convenient. That you played the Switch one, but didn't play it like all the way through, like your annual playthrough that you tend to do.
Yeah, no, the
I
Switch
really
has
it was all mobile.
The Switch has those kind of functions too. The Switch version is just the mobile game, but you can't play it on Switch with controllers instead of your fingies.
Yeah,
and
although DQ1 is the best one for your fingies, I think. Like, of all of the three, like, first ones, I think DQ1 is the easiest to do with the touch controls.
Yeah, I think two is as well. One, I would say one and two probably feel that way to me. But I don't know. Yeah, that is mostly true, I would say. But yeah, I've done that, and then I played Dragon Warrior, like, straight up Dragon Warrior.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's the Switch thing is more about convenience. It's just, like, it's sitting there on my Switch. I get to play it with controllers the way I like, and I hate playing stuff on mobile already anyway. And so, and like I've said in other episodes, it's really nice because it's like, I can play through it really fast, especially now. Not that I rush through it, but it's just like, you know, it's kind of nice having this like little quick 4-hour game that at this point feels kind of like riding a bicycle, you know, where it's just like,
right.
it's like a comfort thing, I think, for the holidays. Is it's like you want to get all cozy and comforted around the holiday seasons. And it's like, I know this game really well now at this point. And so it's just like, but it doesn't require the time sink that a game like Dragon Quest XI, you know, or other DQ games that I love might. And so it's like I can play it and get to revisit it and have a good time, but it doesn't distract me too long from like games I'm having to review for work or like family games or whatever. And so I really like it, but I'm trying really hard right now to play Dragon Quest Plus and get through all of it. For people who are who maybe have not heard about this already, it is a completely fan-made game from Nightfly is the person's name, Nightfly Studio, and they've been working on it, I think, for like a decade is what they said.
Oh, dang, has it been that long?
Yeah, and it's made in RPG Maker. So you can actually go to rpgmaker.net/games/4058/, and that's where it is. If you want to go specifically to that, I'll try to put it in the show
notes. Include a link
well.
In the show notes, yeah.
Yeah, and you can download it. It's totally free, and it is impressive. I have not gotten super far into it yet before we're recording this, but I've gotten far enough into it to see what it's like, and kind of like we were talking, was it yesterday when we were talking about like the new dungeon and the Dragon Quest monster stuff that comes in the post-game content?
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, and so I think that's what kind of piqued your interest most, was it? The Dragon Quest monsters bonus dungeon and things?
And the Kenshin Dragon Quest sprite. When you were sending me the picture of it, I was like, oh, that's a good idea. Like, it's different, but it's something that I thought was, it made it, for some reason, it made it more appealing to me, even though I'm used to the armor, the little armor sprite on everything.
Yeah. For people who don't know what Kenshin sprite you're talking about, do you want to explain that real quick?
You would do better at it, actually. It's the blonde guy. That's the best way I could. Okay, it's the blonde hero that you'll see in a lot of the artwork nowadays. Instead of the blue armor with the dragon, not dragon horns, but the horns on the side, it's the one that looks almost like a blonde Erdrick from 3. And that's the sprite that's used in Dragon Quest Plus.
Yeah. So, and we were talking about that yesterday too, where I like it, don't get me wrong, but it was just so weird to me because I'm so used to that, you know, blue armor guy. Like even if you don't know what his hair or anything like that looks like, because you're playing on the NES or whatever, it's just like this blue armor. It's like iconic blue armor with like the horned helm. And so that took some getting used to, but then we were talking about it and I was like, well, it does make sense because for the last, like, what, 15 plus years, like this is the new look for the guy, having the blonde hair and everything, with Kenshin Dragon Quest, which we played, you can see it in the art book and all this stuff. But then if you go back far enough, if you're looking at art of the hero from way back when, and I have some of those art books and stuff, and you look and there's art of the hero without the helm on, and also with the helm, but you can see their hair, and it's very much dark hair. I mean, and so I think we kind of talked about this, I think, in a previous episode, or maybe it was the Questy Boys that talked about it.
The Questy Boys.
But that it was just to kind of make that hero stand out a bit more and not look so generic as opposed to all the other heroes. And so I thought that was a nice touch, though. I agree with you. I thought it was a nice touch having the blonde-haired hero running around in the game and everything. I thought that was really cool. I'm interested in seeing what Dragon Lord, like all the Dragon Lord sprite work looks like.
Yeah.
Once you get there. And right now I should be going to do the Green Dragon fight. So if I was BJ as a kid, I would just call it done. I would just beat the dragon and call it done. Yeah. But so that's about where I am right now. We have, so like we kind of mentioned a second ago, there are some new mini dungeons spread around the world. And then also in the post game, apparently there's a new Dragon Quest Monsters dungeon. Mm-hmm. And then also there's like a complete bonus world once you beat the game that's inspired by Dragon Quest Monsters 2. There's new mini games. There's a boat. I don't think we talked about that yesterday. Did I tell you that there's a ship now?
No, you didn't. No, yeah, I didn't see a ship.
Yeah, you can actually get a ship, and you get to you know, use the ship for a traversal and stuff like that, which is really cool.
So I only got a chance to install it this morning. Uh-huh. I wasn't able to yesterday because it was actually a gigabyte download. and it surprised me, and I didn't get it installed. And this morning, and it's, I didn't really get to like explore a lot of it, but it was the very beginning of it. You're in a party in the desert. Like, you have a dream at the super beginning of it. It starts out, and like, I didn't explore the desert and like get heat stroke or anything. When I went to the town below, it was like, it just took me back to the like intro dream sequence. And so I didn't actually go through this new scene that was there to see what it was all about. Did you?
Like run around in the desert and go.
Yeah, run around in the desert.
Go through and explore.
Yeah, because all I did, like I ran a little bit forward and then I went back down to see like what I was supposed to do. And then it ended the scene. And I was like, oh, I wanted to see what was going on more out there. And,
yeah. I went through that part really quickly too, because I didn't. I need to go back and try. I think for me, it was just like, it's kind of like when you play any game for the first time, where it's like you kind of just accidentally do some things and then you're like, yeah. Oh, whoops. Yeah.
Yep. Where I just kind of click buttons and it's like, well, all right, then I guess I left. That's what L2 does in this game. And because that's what I always do. Are you one of them who just clicks all the buttons at once to see what they do?
It depends on the game. Yeah, I think for me, I would say yes, but then I'm like, well, I don't really do that with every game. I guess it just depends on the game. Yeah.
And like, I like this game. Like, I'm really impressed by the way that they have made it feel like Dragon Quest within the RPG Maker engine. I've messed around with it enough that with RPG Maker myself, where I I know how hard it can be to make it feel like something else. And so I like it that I would not have guessed this was an RPG Maker game if I didn't know it automatically.
Yeah, it's really impressive. And like, I know I said that I should be getting to the Green Dragon fight, but that is something to talk about. There are like new monsters, and there's definitely some new things on the overworld that I haven't like gotten that I haven't gotten to yet. So, I mean, there are like noticeable changes. So it's not just like, oh, you're replaying through the first Dragon Quest game in an RPG Maker game. Like, it's not that. It's definitely feels like its own thing. It feels like a real remake. Like, it does feel like they've added new things and done stuff. One of my favorite things, like new features, is being able to save at churches.
Because the saving in DQ1 sucks.
It does suck. Yeah, having to go all the way back to the king every time is really terrible. And nowadays I definitely exploit the autosave feature in there. But you know, I've tried in DQ in Dragon Warrior, you know, you don't have that option. But also like there's been times, because I've played this game so many times at this point, it's like I have done playthroughs where I play it without using the autosave to like play it, and it's like true quote unquote form or whatever. Is it like an extra challenge and all to play it that way and not use the autosave? And it's just like, it does suck. Yes. Having to trek back and forth, back and forth all the time is just not ideal. And so just letting you be able to save in a church is one of those things where I was just like, this was a great addition game.
The thing about remakes and reboots that I love the most are not like major content additions. It's adding things like quality of life to make it more fun to play.
Yeah.
Being able to save at a church, being able to simply quick save on some games, just anything like that. Even if it's the exact same game, but you add quality of life improvements to just make it not even easier, but easier to play, more pleasant to play. Just that alone will get me to play an enhanced version over any kind of like massive content updates, additional maps and dungeons. But like just small things like that are the draws to me. That's what will bring me in way more than improved graphics and everything that, you know, most people get drawn in by. I'm like, oh, you're like, I can save at a church. It's like, this is great. Like, yeah. I'll pay $60 for this remake of whatever it is, because it says that the menus and inventory are better organized. I'm like, heck yeah. Like, that's like I would totally like when Skyrim came out initially. Yeah. Like I didn't know a whole lot about mods or anything like that. But if someone had told me that I could pay an amount of money to make the inventory in Skyrim better, I would have bought that version of the game, even though I already had the first one, solely for inventory management. Like that kind of thing matters so much to me. And like stuff like this, like the saving at churches, that kind of thing makes this worth checking out, even if you've already played DQ1 a ton.
Yeah, absolutely. And actually, that's one thing that I'm kind of wondering is I'm like, by the time I get done with all of this and try like the different challenges and I'm like, am I going to be in the mood to play the actual Dragon Quest 1 again after all of this? And I don't know, because it does feel very true to the first Dragon Quest game, even though it does have differences and even though it does have stuff like added to it. And right. There's definitely, I'm looking to confirm this because I'm almost certain that there's new like weapons and stuff in the game.
Right.
But because I can't remember what it was called, but yesterday when I was playing, I was like, I don't remember this weapon being in the first one. Okay. Yes. New weapons, armor, and items. So there are new weapons in the game. It's a lot of fun. I haven't gone back and installed. There's like a few different patches now. I don't know what the latest patch was.
The base game myself. Yeah.
Yeah. But I haven't had any issues with the base game yet. There was one time when I had some problems, but it said there was like a disclaimer on the page saying that that users had reported like issues if they used AMD
Like
GPUs and stuff. And the computer I was playing it on definitely has an AMD GPU. I was just playing on my laptop, and according to the sticker, it is a Radeon graphics AMD. So anyway, but I haven't noticed any trouble with it. It's also apparently compatible on Steam Deck. If you have a Steam Deck and want to play it handheld, that would be cool.
That would be really cool. Yeah.
That's kind of my only problem with it is that I don't really play games on PC very much. I don't like to play games on PC. And so that's been, I think, maybe the biggest reason why I haven't just barreled through this like super fast is because it's like, you know, my computer's up in my office. If I'm playing it, I have to make a special trip into my office. But also I spend so much time in here because of work that it's like, if it's time to play video games or relax, I'm like, I don't really want to sit in front of my computer.
Yeah, I know.
More. And so that's kind of been the main reason why I haven't just completely beaten it and barreled through it yet. Because it's great. Don't get me wrong. It is a fantastic, fantastic game. It really is one of those things where when it's time to play video games and have some fun, I'm like, I really don't want to be sitting in my office.
Yeah, I mean, I'm the same way that even though I've got a laptop that I can bring, I know you do too, to bring elsewhere in the house, it's like, I don't want to do that. I will stream on a Steam Deck occasionally, though. Like, that's one thing that I have no qualms about, is hooking it up and streaming from the computer to the TV. On Steam, like that kind of thing works really well.
Yeah.
Which is why I want a Steam Deck to play handheld like that too. It's like I keep joking with Jennifer that we're not doing a big Christmas gift for each other. And I keep being like, well, guess I don't get my Steam Deck this year. And she's like, I didn't know you wanted a Steam Deck when we decided this and we talked about this. You can buy a Steam Deck whenever you want. I'm like, nope, not getting it for Christmas. And but I do want one eventually, though I've seen rumors of some cheaper ones coming out that are powerful. So I'm kind of holding out to see if that rumor is true.
Yeah. I know you said you didn't get very far with Dragon Quest Plus. Have you gotten through enough to like try out combat a lot or anything?
Not a lot, just a couple.
Okay. Didn't
feel like RPG Maker combat, which I will say is a very good thing.
Okay. That's actually what I wanted to say. I thought combat felt pretty true, like both in terms of the way it works, but also like the difficulty level. Mm-hmm. I thought it was fairly true to the original. I feel like a lot of times when games are remade by fans or otherwise, it's kind of like people tend to make them easier.
I don't think so on this. The first enemy I fought was a Drachi, and it started beating me up. started beating me up real good. So yeah. I don't think I run into that problem. Maybe I'm just bad at Dragon Quest.
So I also want to say, as someone who likes Dragon Quest VI, I was really happy that it looks that the like models and different things. There's, I don't want to spoil it for you or people listening, but there's definitely some moments that I feel like we're probably like either if they weren't straight like pulled from, were at least modeled after Dragon Quest VI.
Yeah.
Like backgrounds and different things. And so I was like, I was happy about that because Dragon Quest VI needs more love. And so there was a campfire moment, and then there's like a town that has like the fog, yep, the miasma stuff all around it. And I was like, ooh, this is giving DQ6, as the young ones say, which irritates me so much.
Do they? I don't know that one.
I don't
see things.
If you say it's giving me DQ6 vibes, then you're old. But if you're saying it's giving DQ6, that's like the hip thing to say now.
Oh man, I did not know that. Like, yeah. Wow, I am old. I mean, I am old. Like I've come to accept this.
Yeah, or at least it was hip like 6 months ago. I don't know. It may be lame. Yeah,
so that's changed now. Now it's just giving.
I don't know. Yeah, but anyway.
These kids and their slang. Like, I can't keep up. Hold on, I'm walking slow with my cane.
Yeah. If you've listened to this segment and everything and want to check it out, please do. It's very good. We are not being paid to shill this at all. We've just started playing it because we saw
we
saw it on Twitter. Yeah, I was like, oh, we gotta play this for sure. And started checking it out and we like it. So do that. And then of course there's the Unknown Worlds book that I wanted to touch on again, because I feel like we skated over that at the beginning. That's been a really fun read. If there is one kind of book that I enjoy, do you know what that kind of book is, BJ?
Oh, I'm thinking about it. What is it? It's an art book.
It is. Yes. And that is this. I mean, there's so much like wonderful art in it. And there's like a little comic in the back. And it's just, it's so enjoyable to read. And if you like builders, the way we do, and the way I feel like you should, if you don't, you should.
Yeah, you should.
It's just, I don't know. It's so wonderful. And it's really impressive too. I mean, the quality of the artwork, the paper it's printed on, the way it's put together, just everything about it was really impressive. And so, I feel a little spoiled this week because it's like these two great fan made Dragon Quest things arrived at the same time, and it's like I can't remember. It's been so long since that kind of thing has happened, and it's been really nice and kind of a cool thing to bridge the gap between being disappointed in Dai and then hopefully being really. Not let down by DQ Monsters, which releases in just a couple of weeks. I mean, we're getting there. It is like almost here, Dragon Quest Monsters time, and I cannot wait for it.
Yep, made sure that I had the pre-order going to make sure that I got my physical copy of it, so I didn't want to miss out on it like I did with DQ Builders 1, where I didn't get the physical copy of it early on, and the prices just kind of went nuts. So I made sure to get that, and I'm really excited to play it. I'm glad that I beat Baldur's Gate 3 beforehand, because I was actually thinking, like, I'm playing through it again, but it's it feels like a totally different game. But I was really worried that if I hadn't beaten it yet and gotten through, that I wouldn't play DQ Monsters because of still being so invested in making sure I got through it. Mm-hmm. But I am done. So now I can move on without feeling like I'm just leaving a whole lot undone and that I'm abandoning something like that. But yeah, I'm like I did Final Fantasy 16, that I'm still just looking at I have it on the TV stand, and I'm like, I got to go back and finish that.
Oh yeah, you do for sure.
I mean, I'm almost done. I know I am, but I just haven't done it. So, but yeah, it's I'm really looking forward to DQ Monsters coming out. And so the art book and everything came in, you sent me a picture of it, and I genuinely thought that it was an official Dragon Quest thing that I'd missed. that that there was a release that with all of the stuff, that there was this pack that I totally missed, that it looks so professionally done. I'm really impressed by the flip through that you did and the pictures that you sent me of it. Like, it's really, really, really well done.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. I mean, it, and I could totally see why you would think that. I mean, it's just, it's fantastic. And my plan right now is to try to get through Dragon Quest Plus. And I think it would really kind of be perfect timing because of the bonus world and the dungeon and stuff that's inspired by Monsters 1 and 2. It'd be really fun to get to that and then have that kind of fresh on my mind before playing The Dark Prince.
Yeah. Yeah, that would be really good.
It's kind of where I'm leaning with that right now. Review schedule and stuff like that may change things for me, but that's kind of my game plan right now, is to just kind of take it easy and get lost in some Dragon Quest for the month of November.
Sounds pretty nice.
Yeah, for sure. But anyway, thank you guys for listening to this week's episode. Please check some of this stuff out. I think the art book that we're talking about, Unknown Worlds, I believe is like sold out. So I don't know if there's a way to get that anymore, but this is the Dragon Quest Plus is up on RPG Maker. The person who made it goes by Nightfly Studio on Twitter, and can definitely give them a follow. They're on YouTube as well, so you can check them out wherever. Just type it into Google and you can probably find this game. It is 100% free, and I recommend everybody play it. It's free and it's really fast to download. I didn't even realize, you said it was 1 gig. I didn't even realize.
It was 1 gig for the main game. I haven't looked at the patches yet, but you have to download all of the assets and everything along
with
it. It's
a whole
zip launcher. It's a whole zip file with an EXE in it that you can play. So, I mean, I understand why it was. I just wasn't able to get it earlier because of that yesterday.
Yeah. And so it's a pretty painless process, and it's completely free, and then you get to just play this really fun game. So definitely recommend it. If you want to talk to us, remember we're over on Twitter at DragonQuestFM, and you can also help support this podcast by visiting patreon.com/DragonQuestFM, and you can talk to me personally on Twitter or on Blue Sky at DragonQuestin.
And I'm on Twitter at Professor Beege, Threads at Instagram at Professor Beege. And like you said, you can join our Patreon at patreon.com/DragonQuestFM.
Thanks, everybody, and we'll see you next week.
Bye.